Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Film and Mr. Movie. This week we review Hall Pass. And now, here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Movie.
And I'm Mr. Film. And our first film, and our only film this week, is Hall Pass. The Farrelly brothers are back with their signature brand of raunchy hijinks in this R-rated picture.
You just checked out that girl's butt.
Do you think she noticed?
I'm giving you a hall pass.
A what?
A what?
A what?
A hall pass.
It's just you and me, buddy, for the next 6 days. Let me log out. Okay, you log out. I'm going to try to nail the receptionist.
Are you guys sure Applebee's is the best place to meet hot, horny women at?
What do you think, an Olive Garden?
Rick, played by Owen Wilson, and Fred, played by Jason Sudeikis, are two married buddies who act like horny teenagers anytime they see, anything female. After two completely needlessly disgusting public incidents, their wives, for some unknown reason, give them a hall pass, a week off from marriage to do whatever they want, including sleep with as many women as these two morons can find. What ensues is an overlong trip, an hour and 45 minutes that takes us into a heart of darkness that even Joseph Conrad couldn't have imagined, filled with needless poop jokes, disgustingly embarrassing attempts to pick up women, and a final nightmarish descent into the world of the idiot's friend, Coakley, played by Richard Jenkins, in a performance that can only be described as leathery. While the idiots are eating too much, doing drugs, sleeping it off, and trying their moronic best to catch some TNA, their wives, played by Jenna Fisher and Christina Applegate, are having their own extramarital adventures, culminating in the idiotic climax, which involves a psychotic would-be DJ, bizarre sex acts, poop again, and the realization that the boys really do love the girls. Mr. Movie, recently identified Nicole Kidman as the worst supporting actress of the year for her turn in Just Go With It. I have now found the worst picture of the year in this jokeless fest from New Line Cinema.
Mr. Film, it's only February.
I know. This is gross out humor of the grossest kind. The poop jokes are graphic. Again, let me be clear to all would-be filmmakers out there. Poop is not funny. How many times do I have to say it? And the whole attitude of the film in regards to marriage, love, and women is jaundiced at its best and outright offensive most of the time. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't mind a comedy that takes on a sacred cow or two or even resorts to grossness. I actually did enjoy Something About Mary. But in that film, there was kind of an underlying sweetness that never really comes through here. One of the biggest problems with the film is that you just don't buy that these two idiots could have gotten the attractive woman that they're married to, much less score anybody else. If this was the real world, and I know it isn't, these morons would be living in a seedy Hollywood apartment, bird-dogging at the local Arby's as they come home from their jobs, taking tickets at the local Last Chance Theater. This situation can work. The 7-year itch is a prime example and works exactly because the hero of that film is sympathetic and has really no intention of going through with this fantasy. But here are these idiots who supposedly love their wives will take the first opportunity to cheat. And they take the opportunity. Needless to say, the acting overall is horrific. Christina Applegate turns in yet another shrewish performance. We saw her last year in a Drew Barrymore film where she essentially played the same part. Sudeikis, I don't know what he was doing. And Owen Wilson does his shtick, which is getting pretty tired. Jenna Fisher, though, is the only one who really turns in a performance that has something of a third dimension to it. So her scenes are actually almost passable, but they're from a completely different film. So if you like really gross humor, and I mean really gross, then by all means, waste your money on this steaming pile. Otherwise, stay home and rent the 7-year itch. I'm giving this so-called film an F-.
Well, Mr. Film, I should have known better than to go see this movie. I didn't look at the credits beforehand, and if I had known it was made by the Farrelly brothers, I would have skipped it on principle.
Yeah.
I didn't like Something About Mary, though I didn't hate it either. But I did hate Me, Myself, and Irene from a while ago with Jim Carrey and Renee Zellweger. We get the same thing here. Disgusting jokes, shock value humor, though I cringe to use the word value to describe anything to do with this movie.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe the sole aim of this movie and the Farley brothers is to tear down values, any values they can get their hands on, and make a mockery of anything and everything they can. And if you think tearing down and destruction for the sake of destruction is funny, you should be seeing a psychiatrist, not making motion pictures. Now, Mr. Film, you mentioned that there was some sweetness in Something About Mary. I'll go a step further here. I think they tried to set up some sweetness and charm in Hall Pass and then spit in the face of any audience member who had any semblance of hope that something charming or something positive could have come or emerged from this pile of dung. I'll say another thing, too. This movie is very sloppily put together. Actress Jenna Fischer, you mentioned her. I think she is good here, but she looks like she has some weird fake tan half the time. The lighting is kind of strange. Owen Wilson sounds like he has a cold in some of the scenes he's in. I mean, if you couldn't take the time to redub or ADR the scenes where the main character has a cold, I mean, that's just bad.
Yeah.
Or maybe the studio saw the first cut and said, okay, no more money, finish this up, we'll release it over the Academy Awards weekend and hope that nobody notices that we even made this picture. Now, one final note. While Hall Pass is rated R, I really strongly believe it should have been NC-17. The material here is not suitable for anyone, let alone those under 17. The Farley brothers must have down to a science the exact number of seconds male genitalia can be shown on screen before you get that NC-17 rating. And then they mix it in with about 10 minutes of displays of human excrement, and I really don't get how this is not NC-17. I guess if you show graphic nudity in a non-sexual context, even if human waste is involved, you only get an R.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever. In the end, it doesn't matter because Mr. Film is right. This is one of the worst movies of the year for sure. But I can't give a minus to my F, Mr. Film, because after all, this is the Farley Brothers. And to give an F minus, I think, is to call special attention to a movie. And I really, really don't want to do that here. After all, what did we really expect from these jerks? It's just sad that actors like Jenna Fischer and Christina Applegate and Owen Wilson feel like they need to do this crap.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, and you bring up a good point. I mean, we reviewed Blue Valentine, which came out the end of last year.
Right.
Was in a big fight over its NC-17 rating.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing looked like a Disney film next to this piece of garbage.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of the sexual content.
And I think it has to do with the context, really. Like, if you show nudity in a non-sexual context, you really only get an R. And if it has, you know, any kind of sexual, you know, that, then it's like, oh, we have to really protect the children. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And but I think though, the context in which all of the nudity in this film and the excrement and such is shown. It's just such, and you pointed out, it's such a despairing, valueless way. And, you know, we're not being prudish here. I want everyone to know that we are not being prudish here by any stretch of the imagination. This is garbage. This is, you know, we're going to see some glorious, glorious films being highlighted in the Academy Awards this weekend. This is the complete opposite of all those films. Even the films I didn't like that were nominated for awards, A+ next to this garbage. And it really is unfortunate that it was made. It's unfortunate that some good people were involved with this. And I'm with you. If I'd realized that this was a Farley Brothers film, I think I would have passed because it was a horrific experience in it, just sitting there in the theater. Just avoid it. Rent something else if you're looking for a good picture that with similar themes. There's a bunch of them out there. So I mentioned 7 Year Itch. There's a couple of other films like this that are out there. Well, pretty much anything other than this would be worth seeing.
I completely agree. And you know, it's Academy Award weekend, so skip the theaters this weekend and watch the Academy Awards on ABC on Sunday. That's my advice.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, unfortunately, this was a big bust of a weekend here, and a big bust of a film-going experience. But if we can help our audience out there avoid wasting their money, I'm all for it. I'll take the hit.
All right. Well, next show, Mr. Film, I think maybe we'll have a recap of the Academy Awards, talk about the results, the surprises, and that kind of thing.
I think that would be good.
And then next weekend, we're going to review The Adjustment Bureau and Rango.
Oh, all right.
So that should be fun.
Should cleanse our palate.
For sure. All right. Well, in the meantime, please visit our website at www.moviefilmshow.com. If you have a comment or question or want to send us some feedback, just write to mail@moviefilmshow. You can follow us on Twitter, just @moviefilmshow, and get the latest updates and have a chat with us or whatnot. We are happy to engage you on the Twitter sphere. All right, Mr. Film, that's it for this week. I'll see you next show.
I'll see you next show, Mr. Movie. Jenna Fischer, though, is the only one who really turns in a performance that has something of a third dimension to it. I have now found the worst picture of the year.
Mr. Film, it's only February.
I know! I know!
The studio said, okay, we'll release it over the Academy Awards weekend and hope that nobody notices that we even made this picture.
I'm giving this so-called film an F.
But I can't give a minus to my F, Mr. Film. That's all I have to say.
Okay.